Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
AVV Nation, all of you too. What's going on? It's Patrick with VectorVest back with you once again, bringing you a brand new update. Today's the very first day GameStop is trading under the new split adjusted price. So to celebrate, I figured let's go ahead, take a look at some of the headlines that are driving the price action right now, potentially get into some speculation of what we could see in the very near future and why that could boost the price back up to where it was trading at pre-split. And then as always, we'll finish off by taking a look at the chart. So before we do that, if you would, make sure, as always, smash that like button because that helps us out with the YouTube algorithms and doesn't cost you a thing. And if you like what you see here, make sure to subscribe to the channel and turn on notifications so that way you get updated on all the new content we have coming out for you on a daily basis. So with that, let's go ahead, jump right into it here today. All right, welcome back, everybody. So let's go ahead, start off with some of the older news and recap what's gone on in the first week of the NFT marketplace's beta launch. So already in that first week, GameStop has surpassed another big publicly traded company, Coinbase's NFT marketplace, and they've had a bigger head start as well. So if we scroll down into here, we can see the GameStop NFT marketplace has done over 5,000 Ether in sales so far, or 7.2 million in trading in that first week. Whereas if we look at Coinbase's NFT marketplace that launched on May 4th, it's only done just shy of 2,000 Ether. So that is a huge difference already. And once again, it's still just the beta launch. If we scroll down a little bit more, talking about some of the other highlights from the entry week for the beta launch, we can see GameStop does take a 2.25% marketplace fee, which may seem small, but as this marketplace grows, that 2.25% can equate to a big profit that can help their bottom line quarter over quarter. And then one of the other things that it talks about is one of their partnerships that they announced upon launch, and that is with Immutable X, which we'll discuss in more detail here in a little bit. But, not only did they announce the partnership with Immutable X, but they've also launched its own NFT wallet, which, so far is only for the Chrome extension. But, you know, since we're now past that split point here, we should be expecting or hopefully expecting some big news coming out about the Android and iOS apps, so that way you can download and keep your crypto on there instead of having to keep it with a browser. And, you know, once again, I know a lot of individual retail investors that are, you know, holding off on this whole launch and holding off on the marketplace until they get the mobile wallets for themselves because they do everything on mobile, and I don't blame them. I do a lot of coaching on our mobile app. And so the younger generations tend to stick with more mobile geared or mobile minded applications. So once that comes out, that could add another huge boost in sales and revenue for their marketplace so far. But getting back into Immutable X, they announced it a while ago, but just to recap for anybody who's may have not been following or may just be getting into the trade or looking into GameStop right now, but they pretty much set up a $100 million gaming fund that GameStop is supporting for Immutable X to help new developers and new game studios create Web3 games so that way they can get put onto the GameStop marketplace and help increase and help bring the whole Web3 gaming community to mainstream here. And this is something I've been discussing for well over a year now. And that is a huge market. If they can get it mainstream, GameStop has a lot of potential at that point. So if you want to see more about that, go check out the video I did from last July 2021, and you can find out more about it there. So now that we've discussed all that, you know, one of the last things that they lead off with is OpenSea, which is the biggest NFT marketplace out there. And it talks about, you know, while yes, the numbers are good for their first week, it's still far away from the industry leader of OpenSea, which saw 120 million in Ether sales in the past week. Now, once again, keep in mind, this is still just a beta launch. They haven't announced their mobile app for the wallet yet. And also, they haven't even announced any of their major partnerships that they've been teasing with over the last few months. So, you know, there is still a lot of big news to come. And I think, you know, they're doing it one thing at a time, one step at a time, and that's the right way to do it. You know, slowly release this information and let it build up. And that's going to help gain not only recognition, but free publicity. Also going to help people or help new investors, you know, find GameStop and potentially buy into it to join in on the profit sharing with this one here. So now that we've talked about that, let's go ahead, take a look at Immutable X. If you're not familiar with it, Immutable X is a blockchain-based gaming project out there. It's based out of Australia, and they work specifically with helping game developers create Web3 games, and they have a whole suite of tools for developers to be able to use that can help bring their creations onto the Web3 platforms here. So while right now you may see some of the sneak peeks above me, I wanted to just simply scroll down and take a look at some of their partnerships, because that could really give a huge insight on what we could potentially be expecting in the future. So before we do that, one last thing I wanted to point out. Minting on the Immutable X chain has a $0 fee for minting and gas fees. And also, it is 100% carbon neutral. So that's been one of the big negatives with crypto, is the environmental impact. Immutable X changes all that. And that's one of the big benefits of choosing this over some of the other competition out there. So as we scroll down, get into it, taking a look at their partnerships, this is just a quick look. As you can see, Immutable X here, GameStop is here. You have some other big names, but some of the ones I want to highlight, Alluvium, which has been a hotly discussed Web 3.0 game that's already been, you know, all over the internet. You can go Google it or just simply YouTube it. You're going to see a lot of gameplay and a lot of people talking about it. But then some of the other major partnerships are, first and foremost, Marvel and also Disney. Now, this is with the VV chain, so this is with a side partner that they have. And right now, there doesn't look to be any news that they're going to be switching over to the GameStop platform. But if GameStop sales can continue and show strength here, and you see a few other big partnerships announced, maybe that could help change your mind, because that could bring more potential money for that specific project as well. So maybe you might be seeing the likes of Disney and Marvel in the future on the GameStop marketplace. Some big names already in that sphere here. So since we talked about the first initial week with what GameStop has done on their beta launch of their NFT marketplace, let's go ahead and get an update with the GameStop NFT stats, and brought to you by gmft.xyz. Now, this is a rough tool to help us try to get some insight on how much volume the marketplace has seen. So it's not going to be exact, but it's best place I've found out there. And shout out to the person creating this. Appreciate, you know, being able to get that information to shareholders that are interested in it. So let me just go ahead and refresh it here real quick, make sure everything's up to date, because it does update every 30 minutes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And looking at it, the total marketplace volume so far is over $10 million. That is a massive amount of volume for a beta launch. And like it says at the very top, it's only been 11 days since the beta launch started, and they're already at over $10 million in sales so far. Now, that equates to roughly $202,000 in fees just from that 2.25% we discussed earlier. So scrolling down, taking a look, looking at the Chrome wallet, has 70,000 plus weekly users, which is absolutely insane, especially for a beta launch. It has pretty good ratings at 4.99 out of 5 stars. And so we scroll down, looking at the incremental volume of Ether. We can see the very beginning here, it's been steadily rising ever since the initial launch. And that is a positive sign. It shows that, you know, not only was it able to sustain that first initial day just from publicity and just from people's excitement, but it's also been able to continue that growth ever since that initial launch. And this is without any major partnerships. Keep that in mind. This is a big part of, you know, why the stock price could go back up to where it was trading at before the split, is because there's still so much potential that is untapped so far with their NFT marketplace, and things are looking bright for them, especially going forward. So it has some other information such as daily volume and collections. We can see all of that is increasing as well. And then it gives a disclaimer that it's not related to GameStop, and the data is gathered from publicly accessible APIs. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But once again, this is probably the best tool or best site out there that I've seen to try to find the most recent information on the sales volume so far for the marketplace. And so one last thing I want to take a look at before we jump into analyzing the stock chart is taking a look at the current price of Ether or Ethereum. So Ethereum, if you're not familiar with it, is the second largest crypto out there, and they're coming up on a pretty big important merge where they're going into Ether 2.0 or Ethereum 2.0, which is going to help reduce gas fees, going to allow them going forward to increase the transaction rate, and make it more carbon neutral as close as they possibly can. Basically, they're going to be taking it, for any crypto guys out there, they're going to be taking it from proof of work to proof of stake, which is going to drastically reduce the amount of energy required to run the network and make it more economical. That change alone, this could see a huge increase into the price of Ethereum, and see a lot of big major companies that have already been working on Web 3.0 sites and NFTs and all of that. This could get those guys on board and bring them over to Ethereum, and also have other names starting to come onto the Ethereum blockchain as well. So basically, it's Web 3.0 is in its infancy stages, and Ethereum has a lot of room to potentially climb as we see more and more people coming onto it with the new changes coming up. But looking at it here, as we talked about, GameStop did $11 million in sales, over 5,000 in Ether on that first week. And there's July 14th. There's that initial week, pretty much timing the low before this most recent run up here. If GameStop, you know, continues to see the sales and Ethereum continues to rise, that could help boost the profits that they're seeing, because, you know, obviously the more Ethereum they hold, as prices go up before they sell it, they make the difference and they increase that total amount of cash flow coming in. So, you know, starting it at the lows here so far, this most recent sell-off, or, you know, the crypto winter that some people are calling it out there, that could definitely bode well with GameStop if they could potentially nail that bottom. And just would be, mind-blowing if that happens to actually be the bottom of Ethereum. I'm not trying to predict it, not trying to make any predictions, but, you know, just stating that, that would be a pretty cool move from a company if they were able to time that bottom on a crypto like Ethereum, especially after the big sell-offs that we've seen. So now with that, let's go ahead and jump right into the stock graph and take a look at it and see how it's doing so far. So we'll go ahead and pull that up here. And looking at GameStop first and foremost. So as we can see, it's pulling back right now on its initial split trading day, and that's to be expected. If we go take a look at some other bigger companies out there, some of the other tech giants that have had splits recently, you'll notice the same kind of thing, some weakness on the very first day. So real quick, just to highlight that, here's Google, where we scroll back. Actually, here we go. The split day, stock dropped. And then also Amazon, the split day, stock ended up flat. Had a little bit of a run, but then again, sold off, pulled back, and basically ended flat. So that'd be a pretty bearish day, if you ask me, for a day that it's having the split. So then you see, you know, both these stocks continue to pull back a little bit. And when you look at the longer term trends, they're starting to finally pick back up. And that's really, you know, what we're looking at here when we look at GameStop. Yes, it's pulling back today, but so have the other tech giants. It's not necessarily something to worry about. And also, it's interesting to point out, this white line here is a 200-day moving average on GameStop's price action. We can see it's pulling back and retesting that 200-day moving average. First time since it officially broke out and stayed above that point there. So a retest of a 200-day moving average, that's fine with me from a technical standpoint. I like seeing that, especially if it holds that 35-50 range roughly, because that would show that the price action is comfortable at these levels, and then you start to see it bounce off of that, start to move higher, and then make or continue that pattern of higher highs here. So while it's pulling back here today, if you're interested in getting in, if you want to take advantage of the new lower price, just be patient, wait, see how it handles this 200-day moving average, and look for an entry in the very near future. Coming down a little bit, we can see we have the MACD here. MACD is still in strong territory. We're seeing a nice upward trend. MACD went on a positive long-term trend back around the beginning of June, where the MACD and signal line both crossed above that level of zero, and we've seen it continuing to run since then. Now, it is pulling back on a short-term basis, no surprise there, but overall trend is what you want to look for, and it has a nice rise from bottom left to upper right, and that's definitely what you want to see if you're looking at the MACD. So with that, you know, one other thing to consider, a lot of people that, you know, follow GameStop or any of these heavily manipulated stocks out there, they tend to also dabble in options or like trading the options on stocks like these. Well, with this split bringing the price down from roughly 150 down to 30-40 range, we could see that options chain start to really gain a lot of momentum. And every time we've seen a pretty big run in the stock price over the last year and a half, we've seen options do extremely well at the same time. So if you're an options trader, you can definitely take advantage of this. And if you're not an options trader, well, then you could always, you know, use this as a way to learn, or you could take advantage of the beginner options course that VectorVest happens to offer. And to find out more information on that, click on the link down in the description below. And so with that options and with options hedging, if we start to see more people getting into options and we start to see more traders, more retail traders taking advantage of them, that could also add some extra volatility or some extra price boost into the GameStop price action as well. So once again, thank you all for tuning in. Let me know your thoughts down below, what you expect to see coming up in the future for GameStop as well. You know, keep in mind, there has been no major announcement for partnerships yet. That's still under wraps. There hasn't even been the mobile app wallets released yet either. So there's still a lot of information that we don't even know about that could be coming out that could have a serious impact and drive the price of the stock back up to the highs that we were seeing well before the split even occurred. So thank you once again. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's video. If you did, as always, hit that like button. It doesn't cost you a thing and shows your support for the channel. And until next time, take care, adios, and toodles.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.